The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday, I sat in this room and I complained. I complained in this very studio that my husband didn't want to help me take the tree down. Well, he's excited about taking our Christmas tree down tonight on Friday night. Let me tell you why. Good morning. We're here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm officially washed. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We bought a new vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
And he can't wait to open the box and use said vacuum cleaner to clean up all of the little snowflakes and glitter. When you said, I can't wait to bust out that vacuum.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about men, Dana Cortez, but men like gadgets.
And we like new toys.
Yeah, we like
even
toys.
Even if it's a new vacuum.
Yeah, guys, yeah, whatever it is. Like, oh, I bet he's going to use all the little different plugins.
I can't wait.
What are they called? The attachments.
Yeah, the attachments.
I might just go on a cleaning frenzy. I know when I do that, it turns you on. So.
No, you did. Automatic. Let me tell you, every man, listen, that's the best form of foreplay in the world. Help your lady clean. Every woman in the car putting her makeup on is like, yes.
If you guys are there.
Yes.
If you guys are there. If you're a little too clean and too early in a relationship, it looks a little suspect.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you this. Anytime I clean my bathroom when a woman's coming over, it's because I got other women there the night before.
So when
you met Automatic, how messy was he?
I wouldn't even sleep in his bed.
And look how that turned out for y'all. Happy. Look at it. See? Amazing.
Successful marriage. All right. We'll report back with the vacuum details Monday. What an exciting Friday night we've got
coming. I'll let you know how well it sucks.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's start this one off with some serious ones, if you may. We have National Wear Red Day, which is raising awareness about heart disease within women. So please go to redforwomen.org for more information on that.
More women die of heart disease than men, even though we don't hear about that. Yeah. Fact, wow. Right,
women
there,
have
ladies.
Heart attacks. Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who, her friend, 36 years old, she called me because she knows how much I work. She's like, my girlfriend just had a heart attack. She's 36 from not sleeping. Go to sleep, Dana.
Take care of that cortisone, y'all. Yeah, all right, we also have National Missing Persons Day, so that is a day that deserves awareness as
absolutely.
Well,
see something, say something.
Yes, do that. It is also National Bubblegum Day.
Hey.
Pop it up.
Everyone loves bubblegum.
Do they still make Bubblicious? Y'all remember Bubblicious?
Bubblicious is, they still have it at the store.
Bubblicious was popping,
when you saw somebody with Bubblicious at school, you knew they had some money. Because that was expensive. I always had that yellow gum that one of my grandmas.
Which one I loved was Big League Chew.
And they came
with the cards. Didn't it come with some kind of baseball cards or something?
No, Big League Chew didn't come with cards.
It came in
a pouch.
Like a fake pouch, like fake tobacco.
Oh, my gosh.
Which that was good, right? That
promoting
was
all kinds of nicotine. Dipping. Yeah.
It's also International Golden Retriever Day. I don't have a golden retriever, but also I love all kinds of dogs. I love all
Me
dogs.
Me too, and they're so sweet looking. They're in those commercials, the snuggle commercials. Oh. They run, they're so cute.
And let's wrap it up on National Carrot Cake Day.
Oh, I just always think of my friend's mom who made a carrot cake, and it called for one large carrot, and she put 1 pound. He said it was so disgusting.
It was all carrot.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So before we give our thoughts on Rihanna and Drake possibly performing at the big game together as exes, now that she with her new man, ASAP Rocky, let's take a call. What's your name, sir?
This is John John. How you doing this morning, Ms. Dana Cortez?
All right, John John, we're all doing good, but do you think Drake and Rihanna will perform one or many of their singles during the halftime show since she's with a new man and he might not want to see his woman up on stage with her ex?
I would probably put my money on it. I wouldn't doubt it. He'll be on stage with her. I could see that happening. He just got too many hits with her.
I want to see them on stage together. My thing is they used to date. You don't think ASAP will have a problem with it?
They ain't going to happen for that very reason.
You think ASAP would be too jealous, Otto?
He's not going to be on stage with her. Why would he want her ex on stage with her?
It's a matter of principle, to be honest. Listen to me. If I was Drake, there's no way I would take this ultimate friend zone in front of the whole world, and she's going to make me perform whatever songs we do like a little puppet, and then she's going to go back to her lovely family.
He did profess his love for her, though.
Even more reason to just walk away,
matter?
Drake.
This is songs. These are a performance for both of their fans. It's something that we all want. You're saying, oh, this is a bad look. You think Drake cares about what people think about him? Obviously, everybody says he's soft and he can't get over her anyway. My thing is what Automatic said. ASAP Rocky might be a little too jealous. Possibly.
Yeah, rightfully so, dog. I don't want that either. Don't disrespect me getting up there and getting with this boy toy who loves you.
Yeah,
the certified lover boy. You don't want me to get jealous in February? Out of here, dog. Weirdo, bro. Get out of here, dog. Why would you want to do this?
On Valentine's weekend.
Come on, bro. Why would you want to do this?
I just know as a man,
that A$AP Rocky is not going to let that slide. I'm sorry.
Do you think because Drake is more successful?
That plays a part into it, but the main thing is that he knows they were together, and you know what I mean by that. And for them to be together on stage is a constant reminder of that, and then it gets to remind the world of it. Any man is going to have a problem with that. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are.
I don't like to feed into that thought process because I would like to think that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky have a stronger connection than that. She loves that full A$AP Rocky. Remember when he admitted to being like a sex addict, and then next thing you know, they're hanging out all the time?
Yes.
I don't think it's a matter
of
them.
Well, they're sex addicts together.
That's what's amazing, dude. If you're knocking that out, this little crybaby boy, Aubrey Graham, ain't doing nothing.
Why not let that happen? These two work together and have hits. Put your ego aside.
Because of people like us. Because people like you. Because you're going to sit here and be like, they should be together. I don't understand why it can't work out. That's why you don't do it.
If A$AP Rocky lets that happen, because it's going to be up to him, then he's the most confident man on the planet.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's up to Rihanna. And I think it's happening. Let's place our bets now. And after the big game, we'll come back and talk about it. How do you feel about your partner working with an ex? Tap in or add Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, listen to this WTF story. A school worker has been charged for embezzling, think about that, a school, $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Okay, so a woman by the name of Vera Liddell, she was in charge of ordering all the food. Now, chicken wings doesn't make the list. Okay, that just doesn't cut it. This is like Super Bowl food, right? And so the district started doing some auditing, and they're like, where did this $1.5 million worth of chicken wings went? To Vera's family's restaurant.
Oh,
she got to be a shareholder in Wingstop or something.
Something.
Trying to get the wings on the low.
11,000 cases of chicken wings were ordered.
That restaurant is successful.
Now, this is like an Al Chapo level of like smuggling going on here with these chicken wings, dog.
Yeah, and the charges include 3 felonies, so she might be sharing a cell with El Chapo, too. There you go.
She can bring the wings. Kids.
Dude, those inmates in the cafeteria are going to be excited. All right, let's go from this chicken wing smuggler to a high school in Virginia, Churchland High School in Virginia, where a basketball coach has been fired because she decided to suit up and play in a junior varsity game.
No,
it was a junior high game.
Nah, that was a JV game, bro. She was fired from the high school along with the varsity coach as well, too. And here's the twist for me, is that this lady, with her contributions to the team, actually came up short. They still lost the game.
No!
And this is the part that's rumor and speculation. They're saying that she only put up 8 points, bro. 8 points playing against 15-year-olds, dog.
You cheated and you lost? God.
Well, I'm going to take us out to Idaho, where a young couple was not planning to get pregnant, so it was a surprise that she learned she was expecting. It all made sense, though, when the baby boy came out triumphantly, clutching his mom's IUD.
No!
And if you don't believe it, there's video to prove it.
Well, where are you putting the video so we can see it?
It's on Dana Cortez Show and on Instagram. IUDs are supposed to be 99% effective. So when this 20-year-old mom found out that her son, Rudy, managed to beat the odds, she decided to turn that device into a rattle.
Oh, what a great way to turn a negative into a positive.
Oh, the only thing that was positive was a pregnancy test.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What if you found out through Ancestry DNA or 23andMe that your dad wasn't your dad?
Oh.
It happened to one of the biggest stars on the planet. Daily Dirt Time. I've got this story and more. Best gossip brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. First, though, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have India Love celebrating her birthday. Daddy Yankee and Sean Kingston celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so I want to start off by talking about NBA Youngboy. Arguably one of the biggest rappers on the planet. I mean, he's the number one streaming rapper on YouTube year after year after
year. Top 5 on Spotify.
He married his girlfriend, the mother of his 2 children, and shocked fans by telling them he's joining the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He says he doesn't want to be in the life he's been living. You know, he's been on house arrest for years. And
he moved to Utah and they got him. And the Mormons got him.
And will no longer rap about violence. He's also apologizing to fans, especially young fans, who were influenced negatively by his lyrics. Will this continue? I hope so. I don't know, whatever the church or whatever, but we all want people to live a good life.
I mean, he's 21. He has 13 kids. I think that his life needed some direction.
This still feels very court appointed, the whole situation here.
3 years later, Anthony.
Yeah, I remember when you're trying to convince the court that you're doing better.
I'm a Mormon now. Okay. All right, now we'll talk about the 65th Annual Grammy Awards. Presenters will include First Lady Jill Biden, Cardi B, The Rock and more, and Viola Davis. So we know, you know, Bad Bunny's performing and whatnot. Let me talk about Viola Davis. This is the segue into the story. She was on that show on PBS where they do the ancestry DNA and found out that her dad's not her dad.
Oh.
While her dad was off fighting in World War I, her mother had a very brief affair. And ta-da! Viola's here.
Whoa. Plot twist. I didn't think it was the mom stepping out. That's different right there.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa. So, I can see why she became a dramatic actor.
And the part that got me, though, was you said World War I. Are you sure about
that? No, not World War I. I'm sorry.
How old is Viola Davis?
Okay. Nice, dude.
Hold on. That was good. I'm glad you... Thank God we have a college-educated man in here. Here, I'm looking at the story again. It was Viola Davis's grandfather. So her mother's father was not her father. Gosh, I'm so glad we redid that because I'm starting Viola Davis rumors. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Think twice before you look at Gam Gam. She ain't as saint as you much think she is, bro. She was out there.
Pulling it around.
Back with more to show after this. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Have you ever been in a position where you get a ticket or a fine or something, you just don't have the money to pay for it, or riding around with no car insurance?
No registration.
You can't make that. Gosh, man, when I was a single mom, it makes me nervous even thinking about it. Let's have that discussion right now.
The Parents Court!
So I was taken back to this time in my life when I saw a viral video of Judge Frank Caprio. He's a judge in Providence, Rhode Island, local TV show, but now he's nationally syndicated because all of his clips would go viral. He's so understanding of the people who stand before him. This young single mother got a parking ticket. Here's how it began.
Yanel has 4 overnight parking tickets, all at the same location. What do you want to tell me about these, Yanel?
I just want to know if I'm able to pay, like, in October, because I start my job on October 5th, and my car isn't registered, so I wasn't able to get, like, the permit sticker yet, because my car gets registered in November.
Why can't she register her car until November? Because she doesn't start her job until October, so she's waiting for that paycheck. And that kind of living is real. I remember asking a police officer, please don't give me that ticket, because I knew, and he was just so mean, and he gave me the ticket. He's doing his job, I get it. But sometimes you just have to think, do I really need to give this person a taillight ticket, a ticket for their right taillight being out?
Which is going
to
make their life that much more difficult.
That was one of the more frustrating times of your life.
I'm crying right now thinking about
that
it.
That time
like,
of my life.
You're going to cry. Are you going to cry too automatically?
No,
up,
I'm
bro?
Just thinking that time of my life where I just didn't have any money. It felt like I was getting tickets and I was just,
and
it's just one
like
thing
nobody
after
understands.
Another. It
and
still makes me nervous when I drive around cops because of that.
Fully insured and all that. Cops come behind
me. I own my
car. I slow down.
I've been a victim of discrimination by police officers and I've been pulled over for just what I feel as being brown. But anytime I've found myself in a court situation, it's because I've done a crime. I will
it
say
is
that.
You're right.
I will say it was. I've done the. I was speeding.
Well, come on now. Taking all that accountability takes every little fun out of this conversation.
Look, hold on. Yanel got parking tickets.
Because I might have done some crimes, Anthony.
Yanel got parking tickets. But is it worth making her pay that, knowing that it's only going to dig her deeper into a hole when she's trying? Here's more of that conversation.
What do you do for work? Are you working?
No, not yet. I'm going to be working at Santander's on October 5th.
Is this because you did not have a parking spot?
Yeah, it's very full, so it's like I have to park outside on the streets.
The fines are $200 now because they all tripled. And I'm going to fine you $20. I'm going to fine you for one of these tickets. I'm going to give you all the time you need to pay it.
I got a ticket recently, and I remember coming back and telling DJ Automatic, the judge, he's this Mexican-American man, and he knew his... people. He knew the people that were in front of him. He was doing the same thing. You got a ticket for this, that, and the other. Okay, I'm going to dismiss that, but I need you to register your car. I'm going to give you 6 months. You know, and I knew that he knew the people that were standing before him didn't have the money to pay that because then they wouldn't be able to register their car because they were trying to buy blah, blah for their kids and so on and so on. And it felt good to be in that. And I paid my ticket because I was speeding. But, man. You know, like you said, I paid my
ticket.
Right
now, I'm joining the group of people who are like, damn, where was this judge when I was in court? Because every time I walked in, it was like, oh.
Community service.
Community service right away.
So listen to the rest of the
Picking
conversation. Because he doesn't even make her pay anything in the end.
Do you live with your parents? You live alone? You live with
It's just me and my daughter. We rent
a
place.
Daughter?
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
10 months.
Well, we can't let you pay $20 because then maybe when you go home tonight, you need some food for the baby. So what is it? You're completely broke? You have nothing?
Nothing.
That's what got me and everybody else that was watching this. When I started reading the comments, there were so many people that could relate to this young lady's story, and it was a story very similar to mine, where you have a child and you're just trying to do everything you can to feed that child. And so you get a ticket. It's the end of the world, and it just brings you down. You got this new job, and you've already spent two paychecks before you start working. So instead of giving her a fine, he ends up giving her money.
Oh. Listen.
I am going to give you $50 in cash for you to use to take care of your baby.
Thank you.
Okay, and you put that to good use.
Thank you so
much. She starts bawling. The whole courthouse starts bawling, and I started bawling, and I thought, I wanted to talk about this because I know you might be in a tough situation, but I promise you, if you set that goal and you continue to work toward it, you can get there.
And it takes a long time to get there.
Well, not just that.
It's not a quick or easy road.
But asking for help is a big deal. I did not want to ask people for help, and it wasn't until people around me started telling me, do you need this? And instead of my pride saying no, I was like, yes, that I started to move ahead. Because you need support from your family, your community, your coworkers, your friends. And that's how we make it. Hard work is not enough. That's a lie. Just work hard. It'll happen. You need someone to believe in you and open doors.
Opportunities.
Absolutely.
Square open the moment arises, too. Like, she showed up to court. A lot
that's
of times
right.
You dig yourself further in the hole because you're like, I can't pay this. I'm not going to show up.
Trust me, the fines and they take your license. You make it harder on yourself. Stand up there and tell your truth to no matter what the situation is, and things are going to get better.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The big game is coming up, and Rihanna is going to be headlining the halftime show.
Whew.
Which of course got Dana Cortez to raise the question, is she going to bring out Drake?
Baby.
And if you didn't know, Drake and Rihanna used to have a romantic history,
and they got hits together.
They have hits together, but now Rihanna is a happy woman with ASAP Rocky. So Dana asked the question, is it okay, or are you okay with your partner working with their ex? Let's unpack that a little bit more and put ourselves in some fun hypotheticals. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A. And I have many exes.
Don't we all?
Don't we all, right?
And Dana included.
And this is what your wife literally told me before she walked out of the studio. Dana Cortez turns back and goes, hey, if you and the ex from Los Angeles both got booked to do Rihanna's fashion show, would you be okay working with her? And my response was, if Rihanna is booking me to tell jokes at her fashion show, I'm okay in life. I'm good.
I don't care who it's with.
I don't care. But I was blown away by your wife's hypothetical ability, automatic, to put me in a situation like that. And I thought it was kind of rude that she didn't do the same to you.
Oh, you're going to try to flip it on me.
So I'm going to flip it on you, DJ Automatic. All right. Now, you're you're a very touted DJ. You're an accomplished man. You have great things. You're a loving husband. But let's say your wife, Dana Cortez, got booked to host, I don't know, a big rodeo somewhere, you know, with very manly men.
Why is it going to be a rodeo?
You know what I'm saying? Something that you're not good at, dude. You know what I'm saying? Something that you're not good at.
I can't rope or ride a bull.
All right. And speaking of riding.
I probably can't. Hey.
Hey. Speaking of riding, they booked your wife's ex-husband to co-host this thing with her.
I hate you.
How are you feeling about that, DJ Automatic?
Well, for one of the exes, he can't do much of anything.
Oh, no.
Besides drugs.
That's not getting any messier than this. I'm sorry I even asked you that, dog.
But the other one, he might know how to do that stuff. So there is no way in hell she's doing the event.
Oh, my God. All right, then.
I'm just telling you right now, Rocky is not going to let that happen. He's not going to let Drake, who got up there and had already smashed his girl before him.
Oh, my God.
He's not going to be like, hey, go in front of the world and maybe, you know, have some like fake lovey scenes together.
Damn,
so we can really sell this performance. I guess I'm less of a man because it wouldn't be okay with me.
And there's even more to the point when we were talking about Automatic too, of we think that I don't think Drake's going to use his Super Bowl appearance
on a Rihanna. No,
yeah.
Why would he can have his own show.
So
Drake's arguably bigger than Rihanna.
My bet, Dana wanted to play some bets down if Drake's going to pop up at the big game performance. I think he's not going to. That's my bet. Automatic, where are you in locking on that?
I'm with you.
Dropping a hammer?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's going to wait for his own big game performance, and he will let Rihanna do what she's got to do
Ooh,
on her own.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.